going to take Connor McDavid in seven, and this is why. This is it right here. I'm telling you. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the countdown, 3 of 4. It's been a couple weeks, actually.
Yeah, someone was promising to do the show and didn't show up for it.
Okay.
There, guy.
You were busy, show day, right? And then, just got caught up with schedules and didn't really work out, come to time to be. But a lot happened while we were gone.
Oh, God.
A lot of things like, the Cleveland Cavaliers played the Indiana Pacers. Round two, we talked about that on the last episode. We talked about...
I wouldn't say we played. We didn't show up. We
talked about the Thunder and the Nuggets series getting ready to start. We talked about the Golden State Warriors and then the Timberwolves and the Knicks and the Celtics. And really looking at the NBA, a lot of things happened that we did not expect. And, let's go ahead and get it out of the way since it is, the unpopular series and the one series that nobody thought would actually, actually go 6-7 games is the Timberwolves and the Golden State Warriors. What's the best way to say it? I mean, Curry went out, right? He got hurt. He got hurt after game one, and that was it. There was nothing else to talk about.
I'm kind of disappointed in Golden State for not putting up more of a fight. Hands off to Jimmy Butler. I mean, he did everything he could. Draymond Green's an absolute waste of space. Draymond needs to go. I don't care. He's been there too long, in my opinion. I thought Draymond should have gone a couple years ago, and Clay should have been the one to stay, but they did it backwards.
They have a lot of young talent.
They do. Yeah, Golden State's set for the future.
That kid's name, the number two that plays for them.
Yeah.
A left-handed shooter. Yeah, he's really good. That kid has a bright future in Golden State.
I said it before, they messed up by getting rid of Jordan Poole. I didn't think they should have got rid of Jordan Poole, in my opinion. Gary Payton, the second, I think he's a solid role player for him. I think Draymond is the problem. Draymond is not a good scorer. He's there for defending and rebounding, and he didn't even rebound well in this series, if I'm being honest. You got to have Draymond step up when Steph was out, right? Like, that's my big thing. You had a chance to step up and be that guy that you want to talk about. You want to be that guy. You keep talking. You're that guy to step up. You had your chance. You didn't do it. So I expect Draymond to not be on the team next year moving forward with Golden State. They need a stretch three, maybe a stretch four, big that can shoot, score, and defend. They need an all-around big man that can do it all to help Steph and Butler moving forward.
I mean, they were outsized, number one. Golden State was just outsized. I don't think Jimmy Butler really did enough in this series. I've seen Jimmy Butler lead worse teams to victory. And I'm not saying that I'm not asking Jimmy Butler to win the series, but I'm asking Jimmy Butler to prolong the series enough time for Steph to show up again. And that's something that even Jimmy Butler didn't prove. I tell you what, the other person that should have been a factor in the series was Buddy Hield.
Buddy didn't do nothing.
Buddy was a force to be reckoned with against Houston and no show against Minnesota. And I thought if Jimmy Butler and Buddy Hield could find that combination, they would be just fine. Because I've expected a lot from Draymond Green offensively since 2016. He's very good defensively. That's really his role. His role is between 5 to 10 points a game. And defense is his primary goal. Everybody else is supposed to be the offense. And this team and Steve Kerr, they did nothing to prepare themselves to prolong the series. Now, the one kid I was talking about was, Brandon Pozemski or something like that. He's got a long last name. And then Jonathan Kuminga had a pretty good series.
Kuminga's solid for them, to be honest. I like him.
Yeah. But he just got beaten down. It wasn't really a series. It wasn't much to watch. Julius Randle has been a force to be reckoned with Minnesota. This kid...
He's fit in very well. He's done great in Minnesota. I give him credit.
Anthony Edwards has done great pushing him along and getting the best potential out of Julius Randle. Because I think this is the best basketball I've seen Julius Randle since he played for the Lakers back in his early days during the regular season. When Julius Randle was on the come up. This is the best we've seen of Julius Randle, and I'm happy for him. I really am. And Minnesota is going to be a force to be reckoned with against the Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't think it's an easy win for them. I don't. I think this is a drawn-out series, but we'll talk about that here in a little bit. We'll talk about the second round and our predictions here after a bit. But for Golden State and Minnesota, wasn't much of a series. After Steph went out, we all knew the outcome.
Yeah.
Because we knew Steph was hurt. So then that brings us to, I guess we'll talk about the other Western Conference series.
Before we go into that, I'm going to give a shout-out to somebody. Naz Reid needs to be acknowledged. What he's done off the bench has been amazing to me. His scoring, his defense, his rebounding. Naz Reid, you are my guy. I'm a big fan of you. You play hard every time you hit the floor, dude. Really good player that plays with heart, hustle guy. I like Naz Reid. He's doing it on both ends of the floor, all-around ball player. Dude wants to win. I give that man his props. He has done really well for the Timberwolves. And I'm not just talking about this postseason, last postseason as well. He's done really well.
Yeah, he's been a heck of a player this year. This postseason, he's averaging 11 points per game currently at the moment, shooting 46% from three, 53% from the field, and he's playing 25 minutes. So he's been pretty solid throughout this series. His Golden State series wasn't all that great. He started out well, 19 points, then 11, 9, 8, and 5 points. But
his Lakers series, he
was 23, 9, 11, 12, and 3. He's an additional piece off the bench that can be a problem. And, he's a hard, tough scorer. I think Alexander Walker needs a lot of credit, too. Because Alexander Walker has been a stud for them. And even Dante DiVincenzo, he's been good for them too, coming off the bench.
I want Randall and Vincenzo to play the Knicks in the finals. I am so ready for this. Payback season, baby!
Yeah, sure. To talk about the other series, we have the Nuggets and the Thunder.
This was the best series in the second round by far, hands down. Back and forth. Yeah. Both teams were physical. Aaron Gordon played great. I mean, game seven, he wasn't healthy.
Well, he was injured. He had that grade two hamstring. But he still had 8 points and 11 rebounds in game.
But yeah, but he did what he could. I give him credit. He played through the injury. He gave his team what he could do. We knew his scoring would be limited, obviously, with a grade two hamstring. That's not easy to play through. But he sucked it up and played. Like, he was out there. And I give him credit for that. I think he did great. I mean, two buzzer beaters in this series, I think. If I'm not mistaken, it was two buzzer beaters, right?
Yeah, he had a dunk and he had, a 3-point shot.
Yeah. So I give Denver credit for fighting, pushing OKC to the limit. OKC just game seven, dude. They couldn't miss. I mean, they struggled in the first quarter, and then they couldn't miss after that. They locked down defensively. And they blew the Nuggets out of the water. I mean, just a dominating performance on their home floor. And I like Shea. I think Shea's a great player. I definitely think he deserves MVP. If he don't get it, that's twice in a row. He got snubbed, in my opinion. But give the Thunder a lot of credit. A lot of people kept saying, you're not going to get out of the second round. You're not going to get out of the second round. And they did. They dominated game seven. And now them and the T-Wolves is going to be a fun, fun series to watch.
For this series alone, listen, I think Thunder, there's a lot to talk about. I think this is a big-time moment for them right here.
Oh, absolutely.
You're losing to Dallas last year, and Luka, it really hurt them. And I think they've, had this comeback waiting for them. And so here's what I love, though. I love the leadership of SGA. They went down 2-1 to the Nuggets, and not one time did he stop and, his leadership stop him. He smiled. He was smiling after game three when the Nuggets won because he knows he was going to come back and win this series. And here's what – so for game seven, can we say better Oklahoma City, better Thunder, or worse Nuggets? I would say
Oklahoma City was better.
There's a yes and a no, right? I'd say on both sides. The bench, Alex Caruso was big time for the Thunder. Big time off the bench there. SGA did what he had to do. He played 36 minutes, 35 points. He shot 3 of 4 from 3. He shot 19 shots. Chet had 13 and 11. Jay William, big time performance, 20. But really and realistically, who really could have made a difference in this series and who has been awful all year long is Michael Porter Jr. Michael Porter Jr. could have been a difference maker, and he has just been awful since they won the championship.
I think the Nuggets need to get rid of him personally. He's not done nothing.
This kid was on the rise, and Christian Braun has passed him already.
Yeah, Christian Braun played great in this series.
He had 19 points.
He did everything. He did everything he could.
The two people that came, there's really three. Three people came up short for the Nuggets. Michael Porter Jr. is number one. Jamal Murray, only 13 points. You've got to score more than that. And Russell Westbrook was 6 points. Now, Russ had a great series, but when you needed most, you know what I mean? And that's the problem. So we have three guys. The Nuggets they're not going to have a deep enough bench to rely on. They don't have all these scores like they did when they had Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, when they won the championship.
They shouldn't have got rid of him.
Russell Westbrook is a great asset off the bench, but Jamal Murray and Michael Porter have got to show up in the biggest moment. I mean, I don't ever see Jokic fall off. I mean, I get it. He only scored 20 points, but the dude balled all series long.
Well, like Stephen A. Smith said before the game even started, he goes, it's basically going to be Jokic versus the Thunder. And that's what it was.
Yeah.
Because Gordon's hurt. Michael Porter Jr. and Murray had a chance to help Joker, and they failed. They didn't step up. They played bad.
No one to help him was Christian Braun.
And Westbrook, like you said, I know that you're worn out and you're tired. The long series, I get it. But you gotta do something, dude. You can't just drop six. You need it in double digits at least.
Yeah.
But so Michael Porter Jr. has been the biggest disappointment with the Nuggets.
I hate saying that because the kid has so much. He's got all this talent. And I mean, listen, you remember his championship
run?
He's
a very talented player.
When they went to the championship, he balled. He was the biggest factor. He was a big factor because him and Aaron Gordon together, nobody could guard them. And that already made a problem with trying to guard Jokic. So Michael Porter was on the, and that's why they kept him. Because they thought, you know, he's on his way up. We're going to have a big three. That's what they were looking at. And then you're going to have Aaron Gordon and a KCP or Christian Braun, right, filling those roles, and we got to have a big three. Michael Porter Jr. has not become the player that I think they've envisioned him becoming.
No,
and
he's underachieved.
Jamal Murray has been injury prone throughout his career, even though I think he's a superstar point guard and he's a stud when he's completely healthy and he's at his best. But they were looking for a big three, and they haven't gotten that. Aaron Gordon's more valuable to them than Michael Porter Jr. is. But that is the 7-game series, a battle. The Thunder always have trouble with the Nuggets, which, you know, will bring us to the Western Conference Finals, but we'll talk about that when, you know, we get done with the East. But, man, the Thunder and the Nuggets, what a great series. The Thunder always manage to put on a good series for us. Yeah. They're always fun to watch. I liked to watch them last year, even when they lost to the Mavs. They're fun to watch. They're good. They're a very team-oriented basketball. And
they're young.
By the way, I know everybody wants to say that SGA is a free throw merchant, okay? I'm not being mean here, but has anybody ever watched Joel Embiid and James Harden? They're the biggest free throw people I've ever seen in my life. I mean, Joel Embiid gets more free throws than anybody in the league. That dude
gets
everything.
Yeah, so he gets majority of his points.
Dude, he had like, he was taking 20 free throws at one time in a game. Dude,
that's ridiculous.
Remember when Harden and him were in Philly and they went to the playoffs? Dude, half their points were like free throws from him and Harden. Because Harden used to draw a lot of fouls too. That's what he was good at.
Well, James Harden didn't do nothing in Game 7. Shocker. He never does anything in Game 7.
Chokes. Nah, but that's for another day on that one. But all right, let's get to the East. You want me or you?
No. You go because you won. You go. Because I'm going to go on. I'm going to get mad. Let's just be honest. I'm gonna get mad.
I'm gonna tell you the realistic thing of what's the New York Knicks series and the Boston Celtics. Okay, say what you want to say. Jason Tatum got hurt, but he did play for 4 games. He got hurt
up 3-1
with 3 minutes to go in game 4. I'm not saying him getting injured couldn't have made it. Of course, it can make a difference. He's a superstar, but they also gave away game 1 and 2. They were up 20 points in back-to-back games, and they shot 25 of 100 in 2 games. They shot 63s in the first game. The Celtics did. So I'm not being mean when I say this, but the Knicks just kept playing their style of basketball, and the Celtics let them back in the game. With Jason Tatum in there, with Jaylen Brown in there, with a full healthy roster. And they got hurt. Now listen, I will say, for game four, the Knicks played great. That wasn't a lead. The Celtics didn't blow a lead in that game. I think the only lead, the highest they were up was like 10 or 13 points. And then, you know, the momentum switched and it dwindled down. But it wasn't a crazy amount difference, right? The Knicks were just, Mikal Bridges in game four couldn't miss from the mid-range. OG and Anunoby played great defense. It was a great overall series. But because Jason Tatum get hurt, it doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't mean the Knicks got a freebie. We played in them four games, and I don't want to hear about Jaylen Brown getting hurt. Okay, he played.
The series was over at 3-1. Let's just be honest. Yeah. The series was already over. Boston fans can make excuses. They can whine and cry. You blew two 20-point leads in back-to-back games. I don't want to hear excuses. I'm not making excuses. My team lost in five games. I'm not making excuses. We didn't play. We shot like crap. That's what Boston did. There's no excuses. I don't want to hear them. You lost. Tatum got hurt, but it didn't matter because they were done anyway.
You remember I texted you right at when Tatum got hurt, and I said I want to beat him healthy. Because this is the excuses, right? They're going to come with the excuses that because Tatum got hurt. Now, here's the problem, though. Boston's in a world of trouble now. They can't keep the roster together.
No,
unless they can't. And they're not paying the luxury tax and all that. They're not doing that. So, is this probably the last we've seen the Celtics? And I hate to say it, is Jason Tatum probably out till 27? Yeah.
He is. He won't play next year at all. Jason Tatum will not play. They already said that he's done. He's not playing next year. With an Achilles.
I think Tatum in game four played awesome. I watched it, dude. He was awesome. He was awesome up to that point. I think he was having one of his best playoff career games right there. He was nobody else in the Celtics could get going. And he was, you know, keeping them in the game. Is it unfortunate it went down? Yeah. But I mean, listen, it's kind of like the same thing that happened to Damian Lillard. I mean, they both tried to jump for the ball, right? They both tried to go for the ball, and it just happened. It just happens. You know, I pray for Jason Tatum's comeback. I want the guy to succeed. I really do. But am I happy the Knicks are going? Yeah. Yeah, it's been 25 years. It's been 25 years.
Yeah.
Am I happy how this team that I thought, you know, was probably going to make the second round and, you know, get bounced pretty easily, have they made it, how they have willed themselves, right? Bridges has played well. OG Anunoby and Bridges' defense has been on point throughout the playoffs. This team you can admit this. They did not look like this in the regular season. This Knicks team did not look like this. They did not play like this in the regular season. They have upped their game.
Well, I also told you that playoff wise in the East, you've played like the best team, and there's no denying that.
Tom Thibodeau has coached them.
I love Coach Tip. I will not say one bad thing about that man. I will not. You will he, not he's hear coached me them say hard. Anything bad about Coach Tip. I love that man. I think that the way he coaches defense is like something I've never seen. Right. And he holds his players accountable.
So listen, the other day Brunson's played well. Cat showed up big time. He's played well. Bridges and Anunoby. I think Bridges and Anunoby were the two biggest pieces against the Celtics. They were the two biggest difference makers, even because we knew Jalen Brunson was going to show up. We know Karl Anthony Towns will be there too. But it was Bridges and Anunoby, their defense. And Bridges making mid-range shots. Not taking stupid threes.
I agree.
He's taking mid-range. He was going for shots he's good at. You know what I mean? It didn't matter if we were up one on the Celtics. He was going to take that mid-range instead of trying to take that three so he could just keep the lead. You know what I mean? And Anunoby's defense was great. Josh Hart's a dog. Always will be. Always fighting off. Always
I love fighting. The way he plays.
McBride. I think plays. Deuce McBride played good in a couple games.
Deuce showed up when you needed him. Deuce might have had a rough round one. But, dude, when you needed him, he showed up against the defending champs.
I still like the fight with Mitchell Robinson. I still like the fight he brings in the games. Listen, happy for the Knicks. Pacers is going to be a fun, tough series. We'll get to that here in a little bit. We got the most surprising loss of the 2025 NBA playoffs. And I don't, listen, here's the deal. 6-7 games, I get it. 5-5, really, man. And here's
the deal. I know
you have words.
I have words.
Don't get too harsh. But
I'm not gonna cuss. I'm not gonna cuss.
No, don't go too crazy, but
I'm not.
All right, well, the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Indiana Pacers. I will say this, though, before I let you get into it. Probably should have won 6 games. There's no reason Halliburton should have hit the game-winning shot in game 2. But it is what it is. All right, man. The floor is yours. Have at it with the Cavs and the Pacers.
All right, first, I'm going to start off by saying congrats to Pacers fans. Congrats to Indiana. You guys played tremendously, shot lights out. Good series for you guys. You guys showed up and came ready to play, which I commend you. And I am not going to be a Celtic fan right now. I'm not going to make excuses. I don't care if you're hurt, bleeding. I don't care if you're half dying. You get on that court and you play. So I'm not going to sit here and say Garland's toe or, you know, Mobley's ankle. I'm not going to say any of that. It doesn't matter. Here was the difference. Indiana made plays. They made shots. Cleveland did not. I could tell you from watching the game, we went through the motions. We took the dumbest shots I've ever seen in my entire freaking life. I don't know what we were doing. We were shooting Hail Marys. I don't get it. I don't understand. 30-foot shots. I don't get it. But there are 3 people that I'm going to hold accountable in this series for a loss. And I am not going to blame Donovan Mitchell. The only thing I have to say about Donovan Mitchell is you need to make your free throws. That's ridiculous. You are the captain of this team. You are the leader of this team. You missing free throws is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And I do not accept it. So your ass better be in the gym this summer making free throws. I cussed. I'm sorry. Number one, I'm looking at you, Max Strus. Mr. Game 5, if you don't think we can win, don't show up. 20 minutes. You know what you did? Nothing. You did absolutely nothing. You didn't do jack crap. Gone. You should be gone. I can't score a... That's what I call him, because he's trash, useless. I don't know why we drafted you. I don't get it. I hated you from the minute you became a Cavalier. I don't like you at all. You need to go too. And here's another thing I'm going to tell you. Darius Garland can leave too. 3 years we've made the playoffs. 3 years. You know what he's done? Nothing. You suck. In postseason. You can't produce in postseason. You out here thinking you're Michael Jordan shooting all these stupid shots, and you're not. You're trash. You're a bum. You can't defend. You can't even get assists as a point guard, which is crazy to me. I don't care how little you are. I defended you. Everyone called you a turd. I said, Darius Garland's good. You are good in regular season. In postseason, you suck. Garbage. So he needs to leave. Those are the 3 players right now that need to leave. And everyone's saying the Cavs are going to keep the team together. Why? Why are you keeping this team together? They just proved to you that they suck. Got to make a move, dude. You got to make a move. I don't care if we get Jalen Suggs. You can send his ass to Orlando. I don't care. Bye, Garland. I won't miss you because you can't do nothing in postseason. You've proven it. We should have never got rid of Colin Sexton. I said that from the get-go. At least Colin Sexton can defend and assist and score. We put all of our eggs in Garland's basket because of his youth. That's it, his age. And yet, he's still yet to prove that he can be the guy to step up. And I know he's still young. I get that. But you got to make waves. You got to improve. And he hasn't. You didn't play game 1 and 2 because of a toe? Really? A toe? Tape that thing to your foot. Get out there. No, I'm going to sit out for games 1 and 2. I'm cool. Oh, it's a toe sprain. Yeah, I'm cool. And you're our highest paid player. Why? What are we doing? Aaron Gordon has a grade 2 freaking sprain. Hamstring sprain. He played. And you're over here not playing because of a toe? Really? I hold you the most accountable. Because you didn't do nothing. Donovan Mitchell scored 40 points. Three or four straight games, he's dropped 40. Second highest score, 20. Mobley had an ankle. Mobley missed 1 game. DeAndre Hunter had a dislocated thumb. He missed 1 game. And you're not playing because of a toe? Really? And you're a highest paid player. Bye. Get out of here. You can't do this. Now I know Donovan Mitchell will want to keep him. If we keep him, we better trade him mid-season. Because when it comes time to that playoff push that we so desperately have,
you're not gonna keep him and then trade him mid-season. That's stupid. That doesn't make any sense.
Have you met Cleveland? Have you met the Cavs?
That's like the Nuggets firing Mike Malone. It makes no sense.
Which is why we need to move Garland now.
Then that means you need to move Max Strus and your role players.
Oh no, he's gone. No, he's gone. He's 100% gone. After his dumb comment and him dropping a goose egg, no, if we keep him, we're stupid. And I can't score Oakenleaf too. I'd rather go get Cam Reddish. At least Cam Reddish can do both sides of the ball. And he's a free agent. So get rid of Corey, bring in Reddish.
Let's get rid of Jared Allen.
Get rid of Strus and then bring in I don't care, go pick someone. I don't care who we get. I don't care if we get rid of Dean Wade and Merrill too while we're at it. Hell, get rid of everybody. I don't care. I mean, this is pathetic. We didn't play.
Well, so my thoughts on it is game one and two, I get it. Injury. Game two, Halliburton hit. I mean, game two, you guys practically had one, and Halliburton hits it.
There's no excuse for you not to get a rebound off a missed free throw. I don't care how tired you are. If you can't box out and do one simple thing to get a rebound, you don't deserve to win the game. It's little things that cost us. It's the little things that we didn't do to win this series, to even make this series competitive. I'm not even going to say win because we didn't deserve to win. You can't go out there and chuck threes hoping you hit one. That's not how this game is supposed to be played. It's the era we are in now, and I like what Bridges did. Bridges was like, I'm not going to settle for a three. I'm going to fake a three, get myself open, I'm going to take a jumper. We don't do that. We shoot stupid shots.
So a couple things I think that failed Cleveland outside of, you know, the injury problem or whatever the people want to say.
No. If I hear a Cavs fan say injury problem, I'm going to smack you. Don't come at me like that. Don't use that as an excuse. There's no excuse for that.
Defense was number one. Defense was a problem. Cleveland was the second. Cleveland ranked second in the entire NBA this year in defense. In the playoffs, they ranked seventh with Golden State, tied with Golden State Warriors. Teams that ranked ahead of them were the Boston Celtics, the Denver Nuggets, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the New York Knicks, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Indiana Pacers at number one. Their defensive rating for the Indiana Pacers in this playoffs have been 111.9. The Cleveland Cavaliers at 110. When I look at across the board here, Cleveland gave a 44 points in the paint this year. Let's see the regular season. If I get back to regular season, Cleveland defensive rebounds, they were 70% this year. They were averaging a 111 in the regular season. I mean, Cleveland was just 8.2 steals per game, 4.3 blocks. Game four, Cleveland absolutely was a no-show on defense. 41 points and a half. I personally have never seen anything like that. I've never seen a number one seed beat down so badly. They didn't even look like a unit. I thought you were looking like Chicago Bulls out here. I was like, what are we doing?
We quit. We laid over and died. We quit. And that's when I was done being a Cavs fan, because we quit. And I am not supporting a team that doesn't quit. Where was the fight? Where was the heart? We didn't have it.
Game three looked like Cleveland. Game three looked like Cleveland.
I thought we'd build momentum from that.
Game four was a complete catastrophe. I don't have a huge respect for Mitchell for sitting out the rest of the game four after. I guess he did play. He did play in a little bit and a half, but he was initially coming out. I mean, they were done. They were down 40. And then game five. Here's what's the most depressing. Cleveland rolled in game five. I mean, they were moving now. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Sorry, when's the last time Cavs played? Last Tuesday. The Cavs scored 31 points in the first quarter. They scored 25 points in the second quarter. Then they managed to grab a lead. 19 points for the Pacers in the first, 33 in the second. But they allowed Indiana to score 33 in the third and 29 in the fourth. They allowed Halliburton to have 31 points this game. Miles Turner had 10. Siakam had 21. Naismith had 13. Their bench didn't do anything. Jared Allen, I mean, the dude has not been that great for y'all. And the one thing he's got to be good at if he's going to play for 30 minutes has got to be defense. And I mean, damn, he can't guard Siakam or Turner. He's struggling out there. Evan Mobley had 24 points. Mitchell had 35. Darius Garland can't be 0-6 from 3 in a game 5 closeout. Darius Garland was 4-16 from the field.
Get rid of him.
He only had 11 points.
He can't play in postseason. He can't. He's not a postseason guy.
And then, you know, I agree with you. And Cleveland should have never let him have the lead back. Okay, so that defense, why I brought up that defensive rating earlier. If Cleveland was so great on defense, it should have been, and I mean, Depoy, but Mobley, you've got to shut down. They didn't take anybody away. That's the problem. Most teams try to take somebody out of it. You know what I mean? Most teams are at least targeting a player to take out of it. They didn't. They let Halliburton do whatever he wanted to do. Siakam continued to do what he wanted to do. I mean, I guess you could say Miles Turner, but it's not like he's doing big, between 10 to 15 points. It's what he does anyway. You took out McConnell, I guess, but they didn't really play him that much in Game 7. To me, Cleveland just, they lost their identity. Leadership lacked. Mitchell hits, like, he hits these free throws, and he might, you know, the Cleveland's in the game. Cleveland can win it.
At the end of the day, this is what it boils down to. At the end of the day, Indiana came to play. Cleveland didn't.
Yeah.
That was not the Cavs team. That was not the kid I saw in regular season. That was not even the Cavs team I saw in the first round. We did not show up to play against Indiana. We didn't play. Plain and simple. You got to show up and play. And the only person that showed up consistently through this series was Donovan Mitchell. Everyone else took the day off.
I mean, I don't... So here's my only problem. Here's my only problem. Yes, Max Strus dropped the goose egg in Game 5.
Get rid of him.
For the overall point, though, he had a really solid series. 7 points in Game 1. He dropped 23 in Game 2, 20 in Game 4, and yeah, 20 and 20 when they were getting blown out, by the way. He still dropped 20 points, 7 assists, and 7 rebounds. And he dropped 11 points in Game 5. Oh, no, in Game 4.
You can't call out a team. You can't call out a team. Your teammates. You can't call them out.
I get that.
And then drop. You can't do that. You just can't.
9 from the field. I mean, yeah, Cleveland just, they just handed them the series. You handed them the series.
Didn't make shots. We didn't play. Indiana came to play. So I give credit to Indiana. You embarrassed us. You did. You took me to the woodshed. You put me down like old Yeller. You did. Max Strus needs to go. Take I can't score it with you and get rid of Garland. And then I might come back.
We got an old offseason to talk about old Cleveland and what they're going to do.
They better do what I said they do.
The conference finals. Conference final series. We get the Thunder and the Wolves. This is a 6-7 game series easily. It starts Tuesday, game 1. Thunder and Wolves. This is going to be a tough series overall. We're going to find out really what Anthony Edwards is made of right here. We're going to find out what kind of dog he really is. And I mean, I think he could easily be the best player in the world. I think he has all the talent in the world.
Oh, he is.
And he's a postseason demon, but I'll tell you what I saw from SGA against the Nuggets. That's all I got to say. That guy is something. That is the MVP of the NBA right there. That is that guy. And when they need him the most, and his leadership never fails, and when you're down in a series, he's smiling from ear to ear because he knows he's going to win. And the best part is they get him on the interviews, and he's still talking it. He's talking it even when they're losing. He doesn't feel like they're going to lose. This is an over. When I look at team to team, SGA or Minnesota Timberwolves, I could be completely wrong on this. I'm going to take the Oklahoma City Thunder except.
Okay.
I needed to see what I saw against the Nuggets. All I need to see. I'm not saying the Wolves aren't going to put up a fight. I think Julius Randle's going to show up. I think Anthony Edwards will show up. Rudy Gobert is Rudy Gobert. But, man, they've got more than enough weapons in Oklahoma City to get around these problems. And I'm going with the Thunder in seven. Give me SGA.
This is a hard pick for me as well.
It's because either one is fun to watch.
I enjoy watching both teams, to be honest. Like,
exactly. They're both awesome to watch.
Whoever wins this series, I think, wins the championship. No disrespect to you and the Knicks. You guys have been playing amazing. But I am going to be completely honest. I'm taking Minnesota. And there's only one reason.
Sure,
and I shouldn't have to say the name, Anthony but I'm going Edwards. To. You got to give me Anthony Edwards. This dude is on a playoff run of a lifetime. He took out LeBron and the Lakers. He took out Curry. And now his legacy will grow even bigger and better if he can beat the number one seed, Oklahoma City Thunder. I have to take Timberwolves, but I have him in seven. I do think this goes seven. If this doesn't go seven, I will be highly disappointed. But I will tune in for this because this series is going to be the one to watch. Again, no offense, Cam.
It's hard to pick, right? They're both.
It is.
Both teams are great. Both teams are great. And they're fun to watch. They really are.
The East is a little easier for me to pick. But, dude, I just can't go against Anthony Edwards. I just can't. But if SGA ends up winning, I will not hate it. I will not be mad whoever wins the series. Either team. I will be happy.
I keep telling you, if the Thunder don't win it, Giannis will be a freaking Oklahoma City Thunder next year.
I agree with that. He's going there.
If they don't, because they got the picks and they got players they can move for
Giannis
him,
will be a net.
They don't even have to worry about getting SGA and Chet out the building. They can keep SGA and Chet in the building and still get Giannis on board.
Yeah, they got all them picks, man.
They got all the picks and they have players and they have, you know, they can move Crusoe, Williams. They can move, they just got pieces. Yeah, they got Dort. They can move these guys.
Yeah.
Giannis will be in Oklahoma City next year if they don't pull this off. But like I said, if KC and the Nuggets series game seven was closer, right? I mean, if it was like neck and neck, I'd probably roll with the Wolves. I really would.
Because the dominating performance is what sets you to the Thunder side, which I understand.
It's the fact that they put them down, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they didn't just beat them.
They did what the Nuggets did to the Clippers in the first series. They put them out of the game, and that's all I needed to see was, you know, when it mattered the most, who could put them out. And that's exactly – when they got back home, that's exactly what happened. So it's going to be a fun Western Conference Finals. It really is.
Oh, yeah, this is the best matchup I think we could have gotten in the Western Conference for sure.
Easily. Eastern Conference.
I'll let you. Knicks. You go first.
This is going to be a hard fought series. Just how I feel the same way about Boston. They got length. They could shoot very well. But I do feel better about this matchup than I did with Cleveland. I think for the Knicks, Cleveland was a worse matchup because they have, not only because they had Mobley and Jared Allen. Donovan Mitchell, we didn't really have a primary guy to guard him, and Darius Garland and them, they did a better switching all the time, and it just messed up the offense, and it caused a lot of problems for the Knicks as a whole. But this matchup is a lot better. First of all, Haliburton has had a great playoff.
Right. Oh yeah, Hallie's done great. I like Hallie,
but I do like the matchup better with Jalen Brunson. With him, I think him guarding Jalen Brunson. That's a lot better to me than Darius Garland or Donovan Mitchell guarding Jalen Brunson. OG Anunoby is going to take Siakam. But Bridges is going to, and Kat's going to get Turner. Naismith and Bridges, there's your matchup. That's the matchup that Bridges has to take advantage of.
Yeah.
Naismith has been a good player for them, but he's not a star. He's a good role player. Bridges has every potential to be a star. And he can shine in this moment. Now, guys like Josh Hart is going to cause problems. Josh Hart, that's way too. Josh Hart and Deuce McBride is going to have to cause problems. They're both going to have to cause a little bit of problems. But overall, this is a six-game series. I know some people say seven. You might say seven. Fair enough if you do. I got the Knicks in six.
I am saying seven.
I got the Knicks in six.
I'm saying seven.
I think the Knicks can pull this out in six and get the job done. The Garden is going to be alive. Madison Square Garden is going to be on a whole other level. It's been 25 years since they've been in this moment. Remember, Carmelo Anthony didn't make it here.
No,
There's been a lot of bad Knick teams. Haven't been here in a long. Haven't been here since Patrick Ewing was last year. Think about that.
Yeah. And you played the Pacers and Reggie Miller.
Yeah, this is an old school battle
rivalry.
But give me the Knicks in six.
This is another tough one for me. Just being a basketball fan, I'm gonna leave personal feelings aside. If Indiana plays the way they did against Cleveland, no disrespect. You're not beating that team. You don't have the depth to beat that team. However, I am a Jalen Brunson fanboy. Cam will attest to this. I love Brunson since he was a Maverick. I said, that kid's special. I also like Halliburton. But I also like Cat. And Bridges. And Anobi. And I am probably one of the biggest Josh Hart fans in the world. I just love the way he plays. So with that being said, and I know I'm going to get crap for this, because I hate New York teams. Give me the New York Knicks in seven. I just think too much star power for them. I think defensively, New York's going to get physical. That's been the name of their playoff push the whole time. This is the most physical team in the playoffs. Defense, mentality, and they don't quit. They don't panic when they're down. It's like watching the New England Patriots with Tom Brady. It don't matter how far they fall. They will come back.
You remember last year, we played the Pacers last year, and the only reason we didn't make it was because Jalen Brunson got hurt in the third quarter. We played him a seven-game series last year, and that was with Dante DiVincenzo, with Julius Randle, without Bridges, without Cat.
And I know
everybody's healthy.
And I know the Knicks are going to – that's going to be the first thing to pop in their mind is we were here against them last year.
So Jalen Brunson's thinking.
We were in the postseason last year against them, and we lost. And you know Coach Tibb, he likes to have that newspaper stuff. He likes to hear that. He wants
keep
to
that.
And you know Coach Tibb, you know he's using that. Like, let's be honest. You know he's using that as bulletin board material. You know he is. I think Coach Tibb is the better coach. Rick Carlisle is amazing. I'm not taking anything away from him. I think he's a great coach. Carlisle is a great coach. I have no hate against either team. I'm going with the better coach and the better defensive team. And that's why I'm picking the Knicks in seven. I just think New York has too much star power.
Okay.
And if they play the way that they've been playing and nothing changes, Indiana's going to have to match physicality. But I don't think Indiana has the size to match physicality. Honestly, there's a matchup that we're not even talking about that I'm interested in. Anobi versus Siakam. That's going to be a matchup to watch. And it's going to be fun to watch.
We're going to find out how physical and defense Anobi really is.
He's going to have to.
But like I said, for me, it's Bridges and Naismith the whole way. There's a mismatch. It's Brunson and Halliburton. We're going to find out if Jeff Halliburton can really guard Jalen Brunson. But, you know, there's another underrated. I guess, you know, there's a lot of matchups we could talk about, but Cat and Turner. We're going to find out what Miles Turner can do against Cat. This ain't Mitchell Robinson starting this time. That's what it was last year. This ain't Mitchell Robinson starting. This ain't Hartenstein. This is Cat. This is a different animal right here. So, I mean, it's going to be a physical series.
Yeah.
Hands down. It's going to go the wire. But it's just going to whoever wants it more. Go Knicks. Go Knicks.
I will say this for Hallie. If you beat this team, kid, I will hand you the keys and say you've made it. Because this proves that you're not overrated, which I never thought you were. I think you're a great
player. He's got to get better in the regular season, though. My God, he's got to get better in the regular season.
Dude, I'd rather Halliburton do what he's doing. You do not want it flopped.
Right.
I would rather Garland struggle in regular season than Garland show up in postseason when it matters. Coast in regular season, turn it up when you need to. But I don't have a point guard to do that. But anyways, as I was saying, Halliburton, if you beat this team, kid, you're a superstar. He has arrived, and he needs to be putting people on notice. And I'm not saying the Pacers can't win. They have all the tools. But like you said, it's going to come down to Bridges and Naismith at the end of the day. That's going to be the matchup. And I'm not going to lie. Naismith is underrated.
Oh, he is. Dude, he's been one of the best role players in the NBA.
Team Hard is another good one.
Yep.
I mean,
he's been good too.
He's been solid.
McConnell's been solid for them too.
It's going to be a nice physical series. I'm excited to watch it. Well, I'm definitely tuning in.
We don't have tons of time to completely cover the NHL, the entire NHL.
Well, we don't need to cover the Canes or the Stars.
But
we're
not covering the Oilers and Golden Knights. We're not talking about that.
No, that
care.
Was a blowout. That was a. There was a lot of bad series in hockey.
I do want to ask you. Jets and Stars. We both picked the Stars to win. We did. Were you disappointed with the Jets, or did you think the Jets played better after how they played in the first round? You think they played better in this series?
I thought the Jets played better.
Played better
in the second round because not many overtime games. But I will say this: the Jets are just young. They're a young team and a bad, bad division. And by the way, I don't know if anyone knows this, but my boy Connor McDavid's back in the Western Conference Finals. So let's give my boy some love.
We'll get that here in a second. I need your opinion here because the one series that me and you did talk about was a 7-game series was Toronto and Florida. And you said Toronto is going to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Panthers won't make it back. And I'm not being mean, but for a game 7, they got beat up. What's the thoughts on Toronto?
Well, collapse, right?
Yeah. I mean, 6-1 was the final for game 7.
Collapse. Sorry, I don't know what happened there. I'm having
You're
technical
good. I just
difficulties.
Didn't think they would. I didn't think they would lose like that in a game 7.
No. Second period, it was tied, and then you blink, and Florida's up 4-0. They had a collapse, 100%. They did. I thought Toronto would play a lot better, and I think Austin Matthews is definitely leaving Toronto after that.
Oh, like, yeah, I'd say he is.
Like, to me...
He has to, and, now. He has to.
And one of the teams that are on the trade rumors...
Is the Anaheim Ducks.
Is the Anaheim Ducks. You want to know why? You want to know why?
Because you were young and you had nobody?
No, we're young and we have picks, baby. And I will say... If we get Austin Matthews, instantly buying a jersey because he knows that I have loved Austin Matthews since he came in the league. True. And that is true.
All right, so we got the conference finals. We're back here again. We're back again.
It's a repeat.
Panthers and Hurricanes.
I'll let you pick first. We all know who I'm picking.
It's going to be a hard-fought series again. We'll go again. Another hard-fought series. I'm gonna keep the curse going. I'm gonna keep the curse alive. The Hurricanes aren't going. They're done. They're not going. Nope. They're going to keep to their curse. I think the Panthers could win this in 6. I really do. I think the defending champs could win in 6. I'll give it because would you hold on a second and let me get there?
The disrespect.
I'm taking the Panthers in 7. Defending champs at home have proved everybody wrong throughout these playoffs. Hurricanes are living on a curse, and Hunter and I have a deal. If they don't make the finals, I don't got to hear about them anymore. I don't care where they make it next year. I'm not listening to them about it. Because the last 3 years, Hunter has picked the Canes to make the finals every single season, and they have yet to get there for him. Just like he picked in Toronto the last couple of years to make it to the ECF, and they have not made it.
Well, Toronto was just bad. I am shocked Toronto.
The only one that Hunter has gotten right is Edmonton making the finals. Outside of that, Hunter's been on a... Now, I know the Western Conference is going to be harder for him to pick. I know it's going to be a debatable one.
I know, because I've been on Dallas's...
You love both.
Yeah,
no, you
like,
love them both.
I know.
I'm going Panthers in 7.
Okay, well, let me tell you why you're wrong. Let's start there. Last year, Frederick Anderson... was not healthy. Let's start there. This is the best Carolina team I've seen in the postseason in a long, 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 long time. I'm talking since 05 when Cam Ward was the goalie. Okay? Let's start there. It's been a long time. It was 04, 03, something like that. They won it in like 04, I think. I love Captain Stahl more than anybody. This is my Eastern Conference team. Carolina. I've always rooted for Carolina. Cam can attest. When the Ducks don't make it, I root for Carolina.
Oh, Lord. Listen, guys. It's bad.
It's bad. I annoy him a lot.
We have videos on. We have a podcast on here of last year's playoffs. You can listen to him talk about the Canes are gonna win. They're gonna go, and then we get here to the finals, and then they don't go. Dude, and listen, this has been tuning back for like 2023, like 22 and 23.
Your 2025 Eastern Conference champions will be the Carolina Hurricanes in 7 games. It will happen.
He likes to be heartbroken, just like he told me. The same thing he tells me with Cleveland. The same thing he told me all year with Cleveland. It's the same thing.
No. Carolina's actually showed up and dominated.
I mean, the Caps were overrated anyway.
Oh.
No, you know the Caps are overrated now. Come on now. The Caps were overrated. Yeah. And we got the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, dude, don't do this to me. This is so heartbreaking.
Oilers and the Stars.
This is tough.
I'll tell you what, though. The Oilers have been on a tear. It's been a good playoff for them. Dallas, Game 7, and then took care of the Jets pretty easily. Both have kind of, but it's going to be a tough... It's going to be a tough series. It is. I think it's 7 games all the way. I really do. I don't think Dallas is going to be going home like the Golden Knights. I don't think Dallas is going home early. I don't see it happening.
So you're picking Dallas?
Collective unit. But I'm going to take Connor McDavid in 7. And this is why. This is it right here. I'm telling you. This is it for him and the Oilers. This is his last chance, I think, to win the whole thing. This is his best chance. The Oilers are better than every other team. They're better than both Eastern Conference teams, and they're better than the Stars. They have played well throughout these playoffs. I think the Stars collectively as a team are great, but one man can make the difference. We didn't think that last year when they went down 3-1 in the finals to the Panthers, and they came back, and they almost won Game 7. They almost pulled off the upset. Give me Connor McDavid. Give me the Oilers. You know what? I'll take it as far as them winning the whole thing. They're going to win the whole thing. I'm going with Connor McDavid. I'm going with Edmonton. This is his last chance to get it on this team, or he's going to be like Matthew and be done. This is it. Give me Edmonton in 7. Give it to me.
This is so hard for me. It really is. I don't think people understand how difficult this is for me. I love Jamie Benn. I love Jason Robertson. But at the end of the day, they don't have that man. They don't have the greatest guy in hockey. They don't have Wayne Gretzky Jr. is what people are calling him. This championship has eluded this guy's career, and this is the best I've seen Edmonton play. Dallas, I got nothing but love. It's nothing personal. It's not. I love you guys. I really do. I rooted for you the whole way. You can ask Cam. I really have. I would love to see you guys go. I know you've been to 3 straight Western Conference Finals, and as much as I want you guys to break the curse, I can't go against 90s. I can't go against the greatest.
He beat him once. He can do it again. Hockey.
Draisaitl has been awesome. A guy that doesn't get credit is Nugent Hopkins. He's a dog. With all this being said, give me the Stars in 7. Give me the Dallas Stars in 7, baby. I just totally flipped the script on you. I totally did it. I think this is Dallas's chance right here. I do. I think this is Dallas's best shot. They have been absolutely on fire. They are on a mission. It's like watching Carolina. They are on a mission. This is now or never for them to break it. And as much as I don't want to go against Connor McDavid, buddy, you had your chance. You had it last year. I think the Stars overall are just a better team, and I can't do it again. I can't do it again, buddy. I'm sorry, but I'm going with Dallas. I'm going with the Stars. Give me them in 7.
Crossword odds. Crossword odds in both conference finals. And of course, the only thing we agreed on was the Knicks. The only one we could agree on was the Knicks. Every other one had to be the odds.
I'm sorry. I love Connor McDavid, but I'm sorry. I want the Stars to go. They deserve a shot.
David is winning it all.
No. Can I tell you why he's not?
Okay.
Because yeah, sure. even though if Connor gets out of this Western Conference, this is going to take everything he has, man. And he's going to be gassed for the finals. Because I'm telling you right now, this ain't going to be like last year. This is not going to be quick. This is not going to be easy. Dallas is on a revenge tour like Carolina. And I'll have another hard choice to make if it's Dallas and Canes. Obviously not. I'm going to pick the Canes, obviously.
And Stars.
No, Canes.
Anybody but them. I can't hear you. I can't listen to you with that
anymore. Oh, dude, I'll get by a hat. I'll get by a Canes hat. No,
you won't.
Oh, yeah, I will.
No, you won't.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, I will. It will have 2025 Stanley Cup champs on it. Absolutely.
Okay, bud.
But that was a hard decision. Like I said, nothing but love to Connor. But, buddy, you had your shot. And I want someone else to go. I want someone new. And even though Cam's face said it all about changing the script, I just think complete team-wise, this is the better team. They don't panic when they're down. And if they can keep it close every game, Dallas can win. And I'm not going to lie to you. Edmonton hadn't been tested, really. Dallas has been tested. They've been battle-tested. Don't tell me the Kings challenged them. Stop it. Don't you dare say LA Kings challenged them. They didn't.
They went up 2-0 on them, dude.
It don't matter. They swept. They did a gentleman's sweep. They 4 in a row. Get out of here. The Kings suck.
Listen, come on now. The Jets ain't big threats.
No, I'm talking about the first round for Dallas against the Avalanche going 7. I mean, they were down 2-0 in the third period, and they got 3 goals to win. That's crazy. Wow. My prediction for the Stanley Cup final is the Canes versus the Stars. And give me Carolina.
Well, everybody knows mine. Edmonton's revenge tour on the Panthers.
Won't be a rematch. It won't be a rematch. It won't be a rematch. No, it won't.
Yes.
But if it is a rematch.
The curse will stay alive. The curse will stay alive.
If it is a rematch, I'm not picking Florida. I will not.
You're not going to pick Florida.
I refuse. I refuse to pick Florida.
I can see that you refuse to pick them in any series that we have.
Yeah. No, I'm not picking Florida.
I can see you're a big hater. There's no doubt.
I am not picking Florida. No, I'm not a hater. I like Matthew Tkachuk. I think he's awesome. He screwed me against Canada though when he didn't play, baby.
All right, man. Well, predictions, NBA, NHL. We're coming down to the wire here, man.
T-Wolves win the finals.
Knicks against the world. The New York Knicks against
the world. Get out of here. Your fan base. Get out of here.
Knicks against the world.
You ain't against the world. You got 4 superstars on your team. Get out of here.
I mean, listen, we didn't have the depoy and then absolutely fail on defense. I mean, that's, at least we didn't do that. At least we didn't, you know, at least we didn't say, at least we didn't try to hold everybody, we didn't try to hold everybody accountable in the team and then go 0-9 and shoot 0-6 from 3.
Hey, listen, I'll hold people accountable. I just did it. I did it on this show. Darius Garland better not be a Cavalier next year, or I'm gonna be mad. I hope he tears the ACL.
Ladies and gentlemen, hope you all enjoy the conference finals, and we'll be back next week.
Boy.
Go Knicks!
Oh my, now I gotta hear this. I picked them, so I'll roll with it.